Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Welcome to the weekend. It's Friday Night Cypher in Madam Boston. TM Hyman Radio Live. I am in Charlotte. Yes, Thanksgiving holidays. I hope y'all being safe out there. I hope y'all are enjoying your families, making up, loving each other the best way you can. Y'all know how I do it on my nights. Man, we're just going to rock out tonight. We are going to cover some news and entertainment. I'm going to make this an after party, from work and whatever the hell else you do in life. So we're going to recap some news and entertainment. TM Hyman in the crew, maybe they'll stop by, maybe I'll be alone, I don't know, but as long as I got y'all, I'm pretty good. So let's get into this. I want, let's see, who y'all want to start out with? Maybe, I don't know, I'm going to give y'all something new. Something nice to start out with. Check y'all on the other side, TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:01 p.m.
Down a second for you some more time. Cup and wrap your beer, fatty, at me overpriced. You my full attention, cause you've been on my mind. Put me in your favorite color, baby, tonight you decide. I want you again and again while the radio drowns up the sound from the love that we're making. Feels so amazing, your chest is where my head will be laying. I wanna see I want you to be fearless
You are listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
What's up? Welcome back. It's a Friday night cypher, Madam Boston. I'm just 909. You know, I won't give you nothing slow and not amp you back up. I mean, come on now. But yeah. Hit me up and let me know what you thought about the first one. That was Olivia Chisholm, with Fearless. And then after that was what? CeeLo Green with Bright Lights. So that was pretty dope. So, look, I want to get into some news that happened over this week. I mean, how have y'all weekends been? I mean, my week has been, I don't know, I've been in the bed. Doing nothing. This weather's been killing me. But outside of that, you know, blessed, happy to have good friends and family. And, yeah, hopefully y'all get some good card games in and some hugs and kisses and curse words, you know. Speaking of curse words, okay, like I was saying, yeah. All right, so the three girls, they escaped from a home in Tucson, Arizona. And supposedly, allegedly, three young ladies aged 12, 13, and 17 were held separately in the home and hadn't had a bath in almost 6 months. They told the cops that their captors were their mother and stepfather and that they only got fed once a day and that now the adults are in police custody. The girls are being, you know, wards of the state or what have you, I guess, until they you know, find homes for them. But, I mean, it's crazy. It's like, yo, this is not the first set of three girls that they found. And my thing is, and I'm not putting this out there for somebody to attempt it. Please don't attempt to harm me because, yeah, don't attempt it. Anyway, what I don't understand is there are men that are afraid of me, and I'm one person. How you got three? And nobody bit him, pinched him, nothing? I don't know. I don't get it. Like, how? Okay, look, how about this? No, they couldn't, no parents, our parents, me and my brother's parents, they could not have locked us in nothing, okay? We would have dug holes. I don't want to find out. But how do you do that? How do you, as parents, what can children do? Anyway, okay, so I'm getting this story from the Daily News, New York Daily News, actually, .com, for the fact checkers out there. I don't know. So how they escaped was that the two younger children, the 12 and 13-year-old, they got out of the house and ran to a neighbor's house. And, you know, that's how they got, you know, the police to come in. And, I mean, you know, this world is crazy. All I know is I hope that every person that's being held captive is going to be released, like, soon. I mean, just give it up, because holding on to people ain't, you know, God knows. And then, I mean, I don't know what's worse, being killed by somebody you love or being held captive. I'm not really sure. But how about this? Speaking of unusual things, let's get into some Trey Songz featuring Drake. It's unusual.
That wouldn't be me if I ain't get a little nasty. They say all I talk about is sex.
How about we just pull over and do it where we at? How about you just lift that skirt up? Ooh, we can be bad. That place that ain't been touched. Bump, bring it right back. Watch me. I'ma heat it up, beat it up. Ooh, know you're tired of
the usual. I can give you more than the usual. Got your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual. I'm not coming with the usual. Got your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual. I wanna do wicked things you never do. What if we did it while your friends was in the room? Is that too much for ya? Don't you feel bad? That'll see you better. We can make a sex room wherever we go. Take it to the restroom, they ain't got a no-no. Watch me heat it up, beat it up. Regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual, unusual, unusual. I'm not coming with the usual. Top dog, regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual.
Restaurant, sure. Cinema,
sure.
On the hood,
sure.
Of the car,
countertop,
sure.
Balcony,
sure.
In the jet,
sure.
On the beach,
this, that, other shit. You know you asked for it. I might just send you some money to get your passport, so you can come to my city. I take you all over. They hit you on the balcony, but don't fall over. Send me your picture, baby. You know I never leak it. I know you got something recent, but someone decent. Why you laughing out loud? I'm serious. Bring your girl if you a little bi-curious, please. Please don't storytelling the others, I promise you gon' love it. I would never let you down. Feel like I might have perfected all the things that you expect, and you gon' know it when you bring your ass
know
around.
Know you're sad of the usual. I can give you more than the usual. Not your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something places. Look at the many love faces you're making, but can you take it?
Ooh. I thought I was next.
You are listening to the best edits, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
to hide from me. No one's front me. Clear as day, but it still feels like night.
Pretty talented. I can rock with him. Definitely. Definitely rock with him. So, look. All right. So, on other news, you got people. Hold on. Let me tell you on this. Wait. First of all, it's 9:22 p.m. Second of all, people have lost their minds, I think. Okay. So, like, I was, before the break, I was telling you guys about the three young girls who had been held captive by their parents for 2 years in separate bedrooms. I don't know. Like, I really don't. I don't know how they pulled that off. I don't know, and I don't know. I have no idea. And how it took them that long to figure out how to get out of there, you know, if they had it in them to get out. But I'm glad they made it out either way. Like, it's just sickening to me. I just don't get how. Yeah, I don't know. Anywho, we got a lot of football games, you know, that went on yesterday and today. I know you guys were on top of that. I'm going to get some scores for you guys in a little bit so I can tell y'all what is going on. Let's see. I have one. I think this is Green Bay. Yeah, Green Bay 10 and Detroit 40. So I know I got a lot of Green Bay fans out there that, yes, they hate life when Green Bay loses. They're not very nice fans. I've seen that. Green Bay fans are hardcore. They wear the hats. They carry around the posters. I've seen it. God knows I've seen it. And then we had what? The other game was what? Oakland and Dallas. Dallas took that by 31. So big up, you know, Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, and Oakland, I mean, y'all are out there pretty good, but only, like, in the first, you know, the first half, you guys were, you know, doing pretty good. That second half, I don't know. You know, Dallas took over, and, hey, you got to count your losses, man. And, you know, I guess the Cowboys can't be called the Cowgirls this week. We can rock one game, you know, y'all can take your skirts off for this week. The other scores in NFL, what, the Pittsburgh and Baltimore game? Look, I am a Steelers fan. Now, do I know everybody's name on the team? No, but I love the way they play as a team. I love their coach. I love them. I like them as a team. Baltimore is a favorite of mine only because they're close to home. But they did kick ass last year, man. I mean, they did kick ass Super Bowl.
that game score, I don't know if I told you guys. Anyway, 20, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, 20. And they were like, what, over 71,000 people showed up for that game. I don't know. So I'm not going to talk y'all to death. What I'm going to do is play some more music for you guys. Okay? Yeah? Y'all like that? I like that. You are listening to TM Hyman Radio. I am Madam Boston. I don't know what else to tell you besides, hey guys, don't be texting and driving either. Try that. Try not doing that. And we'll see where we what we get from there. Guess what I'm gonna do? It's a throwback. Wind it up. Come on.
Bomb McLeod, shoot the bonfire, man.
Baby girl, you will never not know now. You may tell me that whatever. Some will love on forever. Step up for that in the area. Send me some chatting them out there. I love the girls them forever. But I let love go, baby. We'll let the love stay. But I let the love keep on shining bright along the way. Bring them up and miss a chatting all the girls them DJ. I said, darling, show me, darling, my baby. Hope it, darling, show me, darling, my baby. She love me and she driving me crazy. It's until the way she spot Philip and Ross and Johnny. And when she spots the Mr. Cat and Dolly Pumpy, the girl that tell me say she want the milk and she honey. She come to the place and hold the general and get her honey. Say Mr. Cat, you are my one and my only. She said I like it when you're driving me crazy. Oh baby girl, you know I love you madly. I said I love it like all the fish, I'm just a swimming at the sea. And I love it like all the pocket money, love some money. And I love it like all the crypto, I know it love a baby. If all of the girls don't live and they should go across the sea. No matter baby girl, you want my one and only. Cause you're my dolly, you're my dolly, you're oh baby. Honey, my dolly, you're my dolly, you're oh Mary. I'm Mr. Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my baby. Honey, your dolly, Mr. Dolly, my baby. But I said let love go, baby, let the love stay. When I'm on hold around, I have arms on my arms. On the loving and the kissing and the thing that was a gone. No one has to leave, I miss her from out of my arms. I miss her send the loving baby girl.
Bling, bling, who's that with super cat?
Turn on,
turn on. Yes, black, where my troopers at?
Uptown,
well, they got my back, but I'm still trapped. Got the real fat, fat track for my ill rap black. Ain't no shame in my game, Jesse West is real. You think that I will scoop your girl? Oh, yes, I will. Check it, check it. It's a tactic, I'm a racket. I make fellas jump up and girls get my naked. So, ring it round and rosy, pocket full of dozy. You know me, I'm low-key. I'm smoking like a stogie. There is no way you can see me like Stevie. Wonder how I'm living dick, how I'm living lovely. It's a bad boy day. 93, we coming through. Kick it with the flavor, dude. Hit you on the one and two. Then you on the mission. And you think I'm crazy. Super cat. Dally, 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 my baby.
You crazy.
Nah.
Bullshit.
Pump daddy hop. Blink, super funk, and super with mad props. I beat the funky pop remix. Get my man remix. It's the hot shit that they get on your radio. It's the bad boy, so make it bad noise, so 93, so act like you know, bro. Daddy rolling to a super cat in Mary Jane. So what you say, what you say?
I love it when you call me Big Pop, but the show stop, but the rock drop, but super cat past the clock. I see you shivering. Check the flavor, Biggie Smalls is delivering. Lyrical lyrics, just blowing lyrics out my larynx. Puppy competitor, quick to kick the chump in the chest. Yes, it's bad boy,
right.
On to the core.
Yeah,
I think that take it no more.
Out.
Tell her me ready, got to tell her again. And if she want to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, you a fan now, tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
I'll be on it. ho. Back on my old-ish, tellin', breathe, ho. Cuban on my collar, that's a rolling on my sleeve, ho. They be swagger, jacket, taking south, please, ho. I poke, then I heave, ho. Kill that dish, now grieve, ho. And don't expect no gifts tomorrow. This ain't Christmas Eve, ho. I tell her like them pimps, we gon' get rich, you just believe, ho. I make them gator bag, the Ming coach a pet peeve, ho. I guess that's just me, ho. Asian chick named me, ho. Do her dish, do my beef. Then you come do me, ho. I be on that, represent where you bought at.
Where you bought at.
Real nigga, can't beat them, gotta join that.
Gotta join that.
Where my joint at?
CM Hyman, Radio Live, Madam Boston, Friday Night Cypher. You know how we get down. Shouts out to General TM Hyman. Shouts out to Hot Chocolate. Hot. Mint Chocolate. My man Sabe out there in the DMV, Toya, and Madam Dee Dee. Hey, Miraguay. Holding it down out here for y'all. Yes, yes, yes. The team is enjoying family. I'm enjoying family and friends as well. However, you know, hey, clutch player. How y'all like that? Look, okay, so we got like 20 minutes in the show left. If you want to call and you got any comments, you want to talk to me, you want to shout anybody out, talk about whatever, give me a call, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Yes, you can rep your set, you can shout out, you can tell us about your week, whatever you want to do. Or, you know, you can always hit us up at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Send your music, you know, hey, I told you, it will get played at least once. And, you know, now we have a, you know, official A&R, you know, on the crew. Oh, shout out to Nokio. My bad. I did not forget you. And what's funny is I think the only reason I didn't say your name is because, hey, I'm looking right at the song that I'm about to play that's yours, Lovin' All The Way Live. I ain't get to hit you up to let you know that, but let's get right into it, people. And then, like, on the other side of this, I want to get into Michelle Obama's response to Kanye West. Hey, I bet y'all want to know about that. But you're going to find out on the other side of this. Nokio, Holy Ghost, she got that Holy Ghost. I got that Holy Ghost.
Hey, yeah. She got that Holy Ghost. Burner, yeah. Yeah, there's no reason to fight it. Them hoes hating in silence. Tell them hating hoes be quiet. Yeah, you messing with some lames. Got you tired and misguided. Hey, baby, you so fly. I'm asking, can I be your pilot? Yeah, you tired of dealing with lames. Playing all them little boy games. He thinking he the shit, but without you, girl, he just the same. Yeah, you looked at his car, and you thought he had been staffed. Then his mama called and said, well, you better bring my shit back. But anyway, forget that. I'm trying to see what your heart like. You fooling with these jokers, well, I can be your dark knight. Hey, don't expect that same shit. I go all right. That mean I'm retired from that bullshit like car right. I'm potent, I know this. I poke you with doses of potion. I know it's gonna be hard to focus. I go in, take a break and then go again. She told me that she was wet, so I spread the water like Moby.
She ride all night and ride all day. I think about her as I lay. She got that good Lord have mercy. Oh God, she ride, Lord, please help me. She got that Holy Ghost. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
Best or nothing.
Yeah, she got
got that Holy Ghost. She got that Holy Ghost. She got it. Soon as I get invited, I get so excited. She wetter than the seven seas, and she want my one-eye pirate. I know lusting is a sin, but see, it's sort of ironic, cause I don't wanna go to hell, but I'm addicted to her fire. See, I roll up, show up, my problems turn to sober, and every time it go down, my third eye will go up. I go deep, she tell me that she about to throw up. I tag it, I beat up that dragon like show enough. I like it, these other hoes can't touch it. And I remember you when you was down before I busted. Ain't nothing else can change us, can't nothing else come change us. I never pitch balls, so I would never change. She ride all night and ride all day. I think about her as I lay. She got that good Lord have mercy. Oh God, she ride, Lord, please help me. She got that Holy Ghost. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns stretching in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I will crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns stretched in the hotel. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Yo, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
Yes, sir. That was stay. Yes, I love it. So, look, okay, so I played the Royals for a major reason, right? Because during an interview with Complex Magazine, Lord pretty much said, let's see, I'm going to read to you. Hold on, let's see. Okay, so the story is like this. All right, so last week, the singer Lord called Nicki Minaj and Drake's music irrelevant and then backtracked on her comments. And then she went on Twitter, you know, saying that, you know, Complex used misconstrued her words, you know, that she was just saying that she didn't really listen to him. You know, like she couldn't relate, you know, to Drake and Nicki Minaj. And her actual Twitter said, nice try at Complex Mag, but I have nothing but love and admiration for both Nicki and Drake. Have said this 1,000 times. Okay, so then next, she says, just because their songs aren't my reality, being in quotation saying, I mean, in what is it, parentheses, being 17 from Auckland, it doesn't mean that I don't admire their musicianship and careers. So pretty much what Complex Magazine was trying to do was, and again, this is from Lord's perspective, that they were just trying to, you know, twist her words and, I guess, create a beef, you know. I mean, Lord isn't in hip-hop, so I don't know what they're, trying to do. But, yeah, I mean, I like the little girl. And, yeah, why would she be able to relate to Nicki Minaj? I don't even see how the little girl that attempt to relate to Nicki Minaj relate to Nicki Minaj. You know, well, hey, before I go any further, we have a caller on the line, and let's check it out. Welcome to TM Hummer Radio Live. What's going on?
Yo, what's going on? This Hookman.
Okay, where you calling from, Hookman? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Go ahead. I was calling in to touch on the subject about the girl, you know, and the whole Nicki Minaj and Drake thing. You know, I really don't think that she was wrong, yo. I think she was telling the truth. She don't fuck with them, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was probably in her best interest to, you know, send that message out on Twitter and all that, you know what I'm saying? But in all actuality, you know, she probably really doesn't even mess with them. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they don't listen to the same type of music. You know what I'm saying, Miss Shilo?
Exactly, yeah, because everybody listens to, you know, like, I listen to all genres of music. Yeah, you know, I don't care if it's country or hip-hop or jazz or pop or, you know, whatever. I listen to it all.
Right.
But then there's some people who only listen to country music or just listen to R&B or, you know, gospel music even. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's all.
Right,
yeah.
Right, most definitely. And she know if she really took it there that, you know, whatever she had going on, it would, you know, it would have been all in the public.
Yeah, I think she was right by posting something to Twitter, you know, like, because, I mean, as it seems, Twitter is, like, the most used form of communication, well, with the most amount of people, you know, so, you know, that would get out a lot faster than a retraction from the magazine. I could totally see that, yeah.
Right.
Well, if you have a moment, I wanted to see what you thought about Michelle Obama, First Lady, excuse me. I don't say President Michelle Obama. Excuse me.
Right.
Michelle Obama, she responds to Kanye West. Now, for those of you that don't know, in a lot of interviews, Kanye pairing himself to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. But so she writes a letter to him because, I mean, it has been a couple of references. And I've watched almost every interview he's done, like, you know, on TV or whatever. And I've caught a couple online. Yes, he does. You know, he just had a little incident with Sway from MTV on Shade 4-5 the other day. He spazzed out. But He's still my guy, Kanye. But anyway, I'm going to read you guys the letter. I got this letter actually from Ebony Magazine Online, ebony.com, excuse me. All right, so here it goes, people, and y'all come, don't flood the email thing, but let me know what y'all think about this. Here it goes. Hi, it's Michelle. Michelle Obama, Barack's wife, Barack Obama, the President of the United States of America. That makes me the First Lady of the United States of America. Me equals Michelle Obama. I hope all is well. You know, Kanye, I woke up this morning in the White House, and one of my aides told me she had something to show me, something that would make me laugh, a cute thing, if you will. It was a series of quotes by Kanye about my husband and me, about my Vogue magazine cover and fashion and classism, and they were your quotes. You were the cute thing, Kanye. And my aide was right. It did make me laugh. Oh, what a hearty laugh. No, wait, she said, oh, what a hearty White House laugh it was.
Right,
tell me, Kanye, what's your goal with this? Why us? Are you still mad about my husband calling you a jackass a few times? Is that why you're focusing on me instead of the other women who have been on the cover of Vogue? That's what it is, isn't it? You're out here and mad simply because we're styling on you? I know Barack never did a follow. This is the letter from. This is what Michelle Obama is saying to him. Now, Peter, it's only it's one more paragraph. So look, this is crazy though. It says, "I know Barack never did apologize for the name calling because you know how you men can be stubborn. But it's more to it than that. It's bigger than fashion. To you, this has become a couple versus couple thing. I once overheard some of our summer interns talking about you, about how mad you get when you're compared to other rappers because your peers are Jesus, Jobs, and Walt Disney. I heard it actually and respected that. It shows that you have some drive to be a great man, and you should fight to get your respect. I see my husband, the president of the free world, get disrespected every day, and it tears me apart. So you have to understand where I'm coming from when I say it's laughable for my 21-year marriage to be mentioned on the same website as your thing with him. Imagine if someone compared you to Papoose, Kanye. Well, you're Barack's Papoose, and yes, Kim is my Remy Ma. My husband's not moving our family out of the country so you can't see where we stay because he runs the country, you see. And again, we live in the White House, very visible. I loved it.
Right.
What? Hold on. I forgot to clap for that one. I couldn't even find it fast enough to do. Here we go. For Michelle Obama.
I know it will.
But, like, what do you think about that? I mean, we got 5 minutes left in the show. But what do you think about that? That response.
Well, you know, it's like this. I'm laughing myself, you know what I'm saying, because there's no way Kanye could even compare himself to the president. I mean,
right.
He couldn't even compare himself to, you know, someone under the president. You know, that's totally, you know, that's two totally, you know, two different class.
Kanye, he's
nothing but an artist. You understand what I'm saying? And in the White House, he's really nothing but, you know what I'm saying, an artist.
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
To compare the two, right. He is an artist. First and foremost, everybody involved is a human being. So let's not forget the humanistic value of people. But the same time, you know, yeah, he's an artist. They are the president and the first lady of the United States. I don't know.
Right.
Look.
I'm just saying, you make music for the world to hear. And
exactly.
The man, you know, the president makes choices. You know what I'm saying? He
right,
could end all the music. All the music could stop.
Exactly. Right. They could shut it all down. Right. They could push one button and Jesus
yeah.
could walk on Kanye's
album. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know what he's talking about, you know.
I'm usually on his side, but I couldn't be on his side for this one. I just couldn't do it. Normally I ride
yeah.
Kanye.
But I couldn't.
Yeah, I'm sure Kim ain't even on the side on this one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that, right. Hey, she was at that interview with him and when he was with Sway. I mean, no, not Sway. Yeah, it was with Sway. I love Kanye. I don't know. Look, people, we got 3 minutes left in this show. It's Friday night. Thank y'all for rocking with us tonight. Thank you, Paul.
No doubt.
Yo, we worldwide. Listen, check us out on Monday. I'm quite sure we'll have a beautiful artist for you to check out. And also, you know, have their music put on the chopping block for Mr. Nokio to A&R it, you know. But I'm going to go ahead and give y'all some Kanye to rock the evening out with. I am Madam Boston out of Charlotte. I'm signing off, telling you whatever you do, do it well. Shalom. Peace and blessings. Check it out on Monday. Yeah. If you missed a podcast, you can check it out in 20 minutes. Yeah. Hear my radio live.
Reliving the past. You're lost.
Rockstar bitch, call me Elvis. M.O.B., she call me selfish. Success got him jealous. Shorty's killing, wildin', drilling. Tattoos, how they break the news. It was real if you made the news. Last night my bitches came in twos, and they both suck like they came to lose. Dropped out first day of school, cause niggas got cocaine to move. I be going hard, I got a name to prove. Killing them, hurting they hard, make the pain improve. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. Send this bitch up, it can't go down.
Just the crazy shit in the club. Sit in the club. It's so packed, I might ride around on my bodyguard back like Prince in the club. She said, can you get my friends in the club? I said, can you get my Vans in the club? If not, treat your friends like my Vans. Park their ass outside till the evening end. When I go raw, I like to leave it in. When I wake up, I like to go again. When I go to work, she gotta call it in. She can't go to work, same clothes again. And I heart coated in the soles of men. Louboutin on the toes again. Tight dress, that's a close to him. Jesus just rose again.
We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.